Stormy Bonatoni is up with us. She's now part of the team. What's up, Stormy?
Hi. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So tell us how this all came together and how fired up you are to be working, you know, in the hometown in Vegas covering VGK.
Oh, my gosh. It's so awesome. You know, I joke around a lot the times that I think people use the word, you know, dream job a little bit too loosely, but this is so much better than that because, you know, 5 years ago or so, this couldn't even have been a dream. You know, this wouldn't have existed. So I'm so, so, so excited to get back home. And when this opportunity came up, I really, really went all in to try to present myself in the best way possible and get the Vegas Golden Knights family to like me. And I couldn't be more excited to be bringing on board this year.
So you, like many others that grew up in Vegas, probably never thought there could possibly be hockey here. So what was your thoughts on hockey kind of growing up?
I never would have imagined an NHL team would be here by any means. I went to, you know, some Wrangler games in my youth with my brother and my dad, but an NHL team just is shocking. I had no idea. I'd play a little bit of street hockey maybe with my brother in the front yard or something, but that's about it. But I always enjoyed the sport, loved the sport. I think it's one of the funnest and most entertaining that is out there. It's so fast. It's so physical. How could anybody not love it?
So you have not been in Las Vegas for a little bit. You've been working on your career around. Tell people where you have spent the last couple of years, because certainly there's a lot of interest in the NFL right now, and you've kind of been around that.
Yes, definitely. So I've been in Charlotte, North Carolina the last couple of years. I've worked a good bit with the Carolina Panthers, who actually are getting ready to play a game in about a half an hour for their last preseason game against the Steelers. I've done some stuff out here with ESPN Charlotte, working with their SEC network. I've worked for Fox Sports South and Raycom Sports as well, doing some of their college football and different things. A lot of great, great experiences out here. I couldn't be more grateful, but so excited for the next chapter.
That is Stormy Bonatoni coming back to Las Vegas to work on the VGK TV broadcast crew. Just kind of surfaced the last couple of days, really made official today. So we're catching up with her as she gets ready to come back home. So you do have a little bit more work to do before you're back here, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So this has been a total whirlwind. And if anybody listening wrote me something nice on Twitter or Instagram or anything like that, I'll get back to you on, like, Monday, I promise. But I'm very busy right now. I have a college football game this Saturday at Tennessee on ESPNU. Really excited about that. And another college football game next week, and still wrapping up some work with a couple of podcasts that I host for the Panthers. So got a lot of work to do still here while trying to get my I's dotted and T's crossed on Vegas Golden Knights everything. But it's coming very, very quickly and very fast, and I haven't packed a single box. So it'll come up quick.
Now, you mentioned a lot of the broadcast work you've done. We've seen you certainly with the NFL, with college football, over the place. I know that Steve Cofield here was very intrigued by the cornhole broadcast that was on.
Yes.
How did that happen?
So funny enough, the American Cornhole League is based here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they knew that I did stuff in the area, and I'm in this networking group called Plan C, and the producer happened to be in that networking group as well. And so it just seemed like a little bit of a good fit, and it was so much fun. Like, doing the cornhole stuff is unlike anything I've ever done in my whole life. It's so weird because you can't prepare for anything. Like, there's 1,000 competitors out there, and it gets narrowed down to 8 or 10 or 12, and that's what the broadcast is. And so you just kind of got to be on your toes and figure it out. But everybody's so nice. They're, you know, drinking all day and having a good time, and being on the Ocho was definitely a really cool experience.
Stormy, just the couple years or few years that you've been, you know, away from this city, there's just been vast changes. The entire landscape of Vegas has shifted. You kind of been on the outside looking in. What is kind of your impressions as you make this return to the city, and your thoughts on, as I mentioned, this crazy changing landscape that's happening in the valley?
It is ridiculous. I feel like every time that I come into McCarran and I'm getting picked up by my mom and driving on the freeway to go to our house, I see something new and something different. Obviously, the Raiders Stadium blowing up the way that it's coming to be. It's exceptional. The WNBA is in Las Vegas now. Like, there's so much going on. It's incredible. It's so fun to watch. And I couldn't be more excited just to be out there and be a part of it as it's growing into such an incredible sports town.
Got some very important things from your bio to get to, so we'll jump into that
oh
now.
Oh gosh!
First
I'm
off,
scared.
First off, are we still calling Chipotle like one of our favorite places to go? I thought we were all off Chipotle now.
So I'll never be off Chipotle. No, I got a problem. I eat that like at least once a week.
Wow.
So bad for you, I know. And I get like extra sour cream, extra cheese, like the most white girl way to eat Mexican food, but it's so good and I'll love it and I'll probably never change. I never got on board with their queso though. I will say that just wasn't for me. But a nice steak burrito bowl, guys, that's where it's at. Although I'm at Cafe Rio, you know, I can get back on that train now.
Adam, why'd you say we're all off Chipotle?
I don't know. I've
well, you
been
do
told
know.
We're all off it. There's
you
been
know.
Illnesses.
Yeah,
there's been all
illnesses.
Kinds of stuff.
So Stormy, no
you
issues
what?
At all. You got
you
just got an iron stomach.
That wasn't Chipotle's fault. Okay, that was romaine lettuce. All right, that's not Chipotle's fault.
I thought there was a report that like rats were dropping out of the ceiling at a Chipotle in one spot.
I did not see that.
All right, you're off it now, aren't you?
Don't ruin this for me, guys.
No, don't worry. That was in Charlotte, yeah. So you're fine now. You've left that behind.
Oh, great. Yeah, okay.
Welcome back to Vegas. Cofield & Company ruin everything.
Good job. And here's the other thing. You said that you also like to binge watch trash TV. First of all, I don't think there's any such thing as trash TV. There's things that people call trash TV that is actually really good. So what do you like to watch?
There is such a thing as trash TV.
No, there's not.
No, I like, so obviously, you know, everybody's got their Netflix shows and stuff like that, but like my brother has just gotten me on such weird MTV stuff, and I don't even know why I agreed to it, but then I watch one episode and I end up watching like 8 in a row. And so like the Pauly D Shot at Love show that they've been doing lately, like I got really into that for whatever reason. I love the Dr. Pimple Popper show.
First of all.
No. So my friends get so upset at me when I like double tap those Dr. Pimple Popper videos on Instagram because it shows up on their stuff when that happens and I can't stop. Like I love watching them. If I haven't seen one in a while, I'll just sit there and scroll through them for a while. So that show's really good to me. Lots of different stuff. I don't need to bore you with my trash.
No, you're actually speaking to Adam Hart's soul here, Stormy. I go after Adam all the time for his terrible TV choices, but he seems to just continuously double down on the bad.
Yeah, but I can't do the pimple popper thing. In fact, I was going to follow all of these, you know, folks that are coming in on our broadcast crew now. I can't follow her on Instagram. She's going to be sharing pimple popper videos.
Come on.
I'm out. I can't do that. What are you doing,
man.
To your friends?
I'm not tagging you in it. I can do that. If you don't follow me, I'll just tag you in it.
Perfect. Well, I will also argue that, you know, Shot at Love is trash TV. That's very good television.
Okay. My brother also had me watching just that Jersey Shore reunion stuff, too.
Of course.
So,
tremendous.
Yep. It's entertainment, guys, at its finest.
Stormy, we appreciate a couple minutes. Thank you. Well, congrats on the gig, first of all. I also want everyone out there to know, where are you on Instagram and where are you on Twitter?
On Twitter, at Storm Bonantoni. My last name is just a jumble to try to spell, but if you try it, I'm usually the only one. And on Instagram, I'm at Stormy with 3 S's, so like Stormy. It was the only thing that was available when I made my Instagram like forever ago. I'm sorry.
All right, good deal. Welcome back.
Thank you, guys. Can't wait to get out there.